活化生命密码的健康时代 New Start 全民健康新起点健康讲座，主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
Now, let me show you this picture.
看看这个这张图。
Okay, this is blood vessel.
这是血管。
And this is blood vessel wall here.
血管壁。
And this is blood vessel wall cell.
这是 血管壁的细胞。
And this is inside of the blood vessel.
然后里头呢，就是有血液。
And you see many red blood cells here，
充满了许多的红血球。
And these are the white blood cells。
那也有这些白血球。
Now these white blood cells are trying to go out of the blood vessel。
那这些白血球呢，就试着要离开，要跑出来这个血管。
And this cell is really going out of blood vessel right now。
那么有一些白血球也跑出来了。
And this is outside of the blood vessel.
那另外这一边是这个血管之外。
Why?
为什么会跑出来？
This is T cell.
也有这边是 T 细胞。
T cell was here inside the blood vessel.
本来 T 细胞应该是在血管里头的。
Now outside.
现在跑出来了。
And this is B cell.
然后也有 B 细胞。
Okay, this is that the macrophage.Close example.
那个是巨噬细胞。
And the reason why all these white blood cells are outside of the blood vessel is
为什么会让这些白血球跑出来呢？
Because there is invasion.
因为那边有一些侵犯者。
Invasion of the bacteria.
就是有细菌。
These are the bad bacteria.
坏的细菌。
Okay. So, when bacteria comes into your body,
当细菌来到你身体的时候，
do you know?
你知不知道？
We don't know.
没有感觉。
We don't know.
我们没有感觉。
But God knows.
但上帝有感觉。
God knows exactly where the bacteria invaded.
上帝却很清楚地知道细菌已经进到你身体了。
And God sent the white blood cell out.
那上帝呢，就派这个白血球跑出来。
By activating genes，
是透过这个活化的基因来做的。
By clicking，
那么就按了一个按钮。
With his wisdom，
这个按钮就是他的智慧。Right.
So these genes of the white blood cell respond what God means。
那白血球里头的基因呢，就对上帝的指示呢有所反应了。
It is a good meaning。
这是一从上帝来的是好的意义。
Any meaning coming from God is very good.
从上帝来的意义是非常好。
So all these white blood cells are going out to kill this bacteria.
所以白血球呢就马上跑出来要杀死的那些细菌。
And this is T cell.
那这些 T 细胞。
And this T cell is a commander in chief.
他们是一个将军来的。
And this T cell is giving signal to all these white blood cells.
那这个 T 细胞呢，就给其他的白血球一些指示。
And this is B cell.
那这个是 B 细胞。
And B cell produces antibody, right?
B 细胞呢，它会分泌抗体。
And let me magnify this portion. Okay. So this B cell is now producing this antibody.
那 B 细胞呢，它就会分泌出抗体。
These are the antibody here.
这些小小的呢，就是抗体。
And these are the bacteria.
那也有这边是细菌。
What is antibody doing?
抗体要做什么？
Antibody works just like a handcuff the policeman uses.
抗体呢就很像是一个警察，他就拿着这个铁链手铐。
And so this bacteria is handcuffed.
所以这个细菌呢就乖乖就范。
Once bacteria is handcuffed,
那这个细菌呢，一旦被铐上了手铐
，and this particular white blood cell comes,
那这个特别的细菌这个、血球就来了
，and eat them up,
就把它们大快朵颐。
Next, Okay, this is bacteria.
哦，你看到有细菌。
Handcuffed.
那就全部被铐起来了。
And this is white blood cell.
那这是白血球。
And white blood cell stretch out hand.
白血球呢就把手伸出去。
And captures bacteria.
哦，这个铐住这个细菌。
Do you know how the white blood cell do this?
你知道为什么这个白血球要这样做
？Inside the white blood cell,
因为在白血球里头
，there is gene,
有个基因。
If that gene is activated,
如果那个基因是很活跃的
，then hand comes out,
那个手就可以伸很长。
It is God is controlling that gene,
是上帝在控制这些基因的。
Because white blood cell does not know what bacteria is,
因为白血球它也不认识什么叫做细菌。
See, God activate antibody genes.
所以上帝呢就活化了这个抗体的基因。
And antibody is produced.
那抗体呢就分泌什么
？And God makes the antibody go to the bacteria.
那是上帝让这个抗体呢进到这个细菌里头。
And handcuff the bacteria.
就把这个细菌的手给铐起来。
Then God sends this white blood cell.
上帝又派这白血球。
And by activating gene,
就去攻击这个就活化了这个白血球的基因。
White blood cell stretch hand out.
白血球呢就把手伸出去。
And capture this bacteria.
抓住了那个细菌。
And like this.
然后抓到这个样嘴边。
And then white blood cell open its mouth.
然后白血球呢就张开大嘴。血盆大口。
Okay. See how this mouth open?
那个嘴巴怎么开的
？There's a mouth opening gene too.
也有那个张开大嘴的基因。
So when that gene is activated,
所以这个基因很活的话
，then mouth is opened.
这嘴就越张越大。
Then this bacteria is getting into the white blood cell.
那这细菌呢就进到了白血球里头。
Once this bacteria is in the white blood cell,
一旦这细菌进到了白血球里头
，then there is another gene is activated.
另外一个基因就很活跃
，which produces the poison to kill the bacteria.
就是会分泌出毒素，就杀死了病菌。
Give them hell.
就成功了。
So, when do you think this kind of process is happening most efficiently.
你认为这样子的一个过程，什么情况之下是最有效率的
？Well, let me change the question.
让我用另外一个方式来问。
In what kind of situation?
在怎么样的情形之下
？This kind of process does not really happen in your body.
这样子的过程不会产生在你的身体。
So you become sick.
然后你就会生病。
Your white blood cell cannot handle the bacteria.
你的白血球没有办法来控制细菌。
When?
什么时候
？Yeah, when you worry, that's all.
哦，很担心。
Is the bacteria coming to my body?
啊，细菌会到我身体来哦。
And then when you're angry,
或者是你生气。
When you are in hatred,
在很仇恨。
When you're afraid.
恐惧。
But let me change my question again.
让我再另外一个方式来问。
In what kind of situation?
怎么样的情况呢
？This kind of process happens best.
哦，这样的情况，这样的过程是会很有效率的，产生。Happy.
Yeah, when you're cheerful, that's right.
哇，真的是很开心的时候。
Cheerful for what?
在高什么兴呢
？Oh yeah, God, because God do this.
哇，因为上帝帮我身体这样做。
God prepared all kind of genes.
上帝预备了各样的基因。
And God sent His wisdom.
上帝就使了他的智慧。
God sent His love.
就分享了他的爱。
And activate all the gene.
使得所有的基因呢活化了。
If you found out,
如果你发现
then you says, 啊，谢谢，
我们就会讲说，감사합니다，
감사합니다。This is the moment.
这个就是那个时刻。
In your body,
在你的身体里头
，this your genes works best.
在这个时刻，你的基因就是有最大的一个活
药。That's why in the Bible,
就是为什么圣经里头
，God says,
上帝说。
rejoice.
要喜乐。
And be thankful.
要感谢。
And give glory to God.
要将荣耀归给神。
Praise God.
赞美神。
So that's why, even though you don't praise,
虽然即使你不赞美，
even though you're not happy,
即使你不高兴，
this kind of thing still goes on.
这样的过程还是会有，
but very weak.
但是呢，就是很低。
But when you find this out,
但是你明白了，
you said, wow,
我就哦，
this is wonderful.
太奇妙了。
Thank you.
哇，我们真是。
Then this goes, woo,
感恩。
Then all the genes goes, woo, very active.
基因呢，哇，活跃的非常厉害。
Then your T cell says,
然后你的 T 细胞就会这样说。
Where is the cancer cell?
他说，哦，癌细胞在哪里？癌细胞在哪里？
And it kills cancer cell like this.
哇，他就赶快有癌细胞就把它全部盖过蛋上。
Okay, this is a natural killer cell.
哦，这是一个杀手细胞。
See, you remember?
记得吗？
And this is cancer cell.
啊，这个呢是癌细胞。
And so natural killer cell is fighting with the cancer cell right now.
所以现在呢，这个它就在要想办法制服这个癌细胞。
Then there is a gene in the natural killer cell God prepared.
那上帝呢预备了一个杀噬菌细胞。
And to produce a knife.
那就会它会产生这个刀。
To stab cancer cell.
那么呢就想要戳那个癌细胞。
Then look, the cancer cell is stabbed.
然后癌细胞你看就开始崩溃了。
And cancer cell is dying.
就死了。
Okay. Now, look at this. This is cancer cell.
这个呢是一个癌细胞。
These are the T cells.
这个T 细胞。
Okay, next step is that the genes are activated inside the T cells.
那基因呢，在这个白血球里头
and,
，T 细胞里头。
And these T cells are producing the toxin to kill the cancer cell.
那它就T 细胞里头的基因呢，就会分泌一种毒素，就杀死了这个癌细胞。
Cancer cell originally looked like this.
这个癌细胞本来是这样长相的。
Now cancer cell is dying.
现在就死得很难看。
And cancer cell is completely dead.
最后呢，尸骨无存。
And there's only debris of the cancer cells left.
只有剩下一些癌细胞的物质。
Then do you know how these debris are taken care of?
剩下这些东西会有什么样的作用？
See, I showed you another cell, the macrophage.
刚刚我们看到这个噬菌细胞。
And comes like a garbage truck, you know.
他们就是像是那个垃圾车来。
And eating up these debris.
就把它完全的收拾丢掉。
Where do they use these debris?
然后他们把它吃进去了以后，他们要做什么？
To make a good substance to kill the cancer cell again.
他们就身体呢就有力量了，再次产生一种物质，继续杀害癌细胞。
Recycling.
它就是这个废物利用。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是很奇妙？
Praise God for that.
我们赞美上帝吧。
Yes. So, you know, when you have a cancer develops,
你知道吗？当你有癌症在里头发展的时候，
It takes long time for the doctors to find the cancer.
要等到医生能发现的时候，哇，实在是已经很久了。
If doctor found your cancer in the liver today,
如果今天呢，医生看到你的肝里头有癌
，That means your cancer in the liver started 15 years ago.
那可能是四五年前那个癌就开始在生产了。
Even though you doctor says you don't have any cancer today,
医生对你说啊，你今天没有癌症。
You never know that the cancer cell is growing in your liver, in your lung, in your stomach for the past 2 or 3 years.
你却不知道在三四年前以后呢，你的肺的癌。肝的癌，各样的癌就会产生了。
Doctors cannot find that small cancers.
因为医生没有办法发现那小小的癌细胞。
And you didn't know.
你也不知道。
Doctors did not know.
医生也不知道。
Only God knows.
只有上帝知道。
And that's why God sent you here.
也就是为什么，上帝 来生啊，今天上帝感动你来参加。
So while you are listening to this kind of lecture,
所以当你在参加这个讲座的时候
，You said, okay.
哦，我明白了，我明白了。
And you say, okay.I'm gonna quit drinking alcohol now.
好，现在正是我戒酒的时候。
Because alcohol is very bad for the T cells. Alcohol kills T cells.
因为酒呢，酒精是杀死 T 细胞最佳的这个杀手。
Smoking,
抽烟。
Too much oils,
太多油腻。
Especially this fried food.
哦，这些油炸的东西。
They're bad for the T cells.
都是对 T 细胞非常坏。
So I think.You need to be very careful.
我想你真的是要小心。
See, this summer you should not have a SARS, you know, going around again.
这个夏天不会有 SARS 来发生。
Even the SARS epidemic comes back again.
即使是 SARS 呢再次复发。
If you change your diet now.
可是你现在开始改变你的饮食。
With a healthy diet, vegetarian diet.
健康素食的饮食习惯。
And then you do the regular exercise.
你有经常在运动。
And you drink water. Regularly,
喝水。
You know, and you begin to study about something about God.
那你开始来认识上帝的话。
Listening to this kind of lecture.
经常来听我们这个讲座或者听 CD.
And you begin to learn something very important.
那你就学一些很重要有意义的东西。
And you become very feel very happy about it.
那你就学了以后很开心很高兴。
Then until summer.
到了夏天来
，Your T cells become very strong.
你的 T 细胞很强壮。
Even the SARS virus may come into your system.
即使 SARS 的这个病毒来到进到你的系统
，Your T cells can kill the SARS virus.
你的 T 细胞就可以把这些杀掉。
So you don't even know.
你一点都虽然不知道。
So don't worry about SARS.
但是你就不要去担心它。
Don't worry about AIDS.
也不要担心艾滋病。
Don't worry about cancer.
不要担心癌症。
Concentrate on taking care of your T cells.
你要必须要专注在增强你 T 细胞的力量。
So if these T cells are strong,
所以 T 细胞强的话
，you don't have any allergy problem.
你也不会有过敏。
Many people have an allergy problem.
许多人有过敏的问题。
Because T cells are becoming weaker and weaker.
因为 T 细胞越来越弱。
If your T cells are strong,
因为你 T 细胞好的话
，your body is not afraid of anything.
你的身体呢啊就刀枪不入了。
If something bad comes in from outside,
外面有什么样不好的物质
，so your T cell inside says,
你的 T 细胞在里头就这样说
，Okay, let them come in.
就让他们进来嘛。
I can take care of when they come inside.
不怕不护啊。
See, when your immune system is strong.
如果你的这个免疫力统很强的话。
As you know, strong people can be calm.
你知道一个很强壮的人呢是很稳定的
and stable,
很稳重
But when your T cell become weaker,
但是你的 T 细胞如果很弱的话
then your body become overly sensitive.
那么你的身体呢就会过度的反应
overly protective of yourself.
会过度的来保护防卫自己
That's why if anything bad comes in.
所以为什么有不好的东西进来的时候
，Your body says, "Oh, something bad is coming."
哇，你的身体呢，哈，吓得魂不附体。
Get rid of them right away.
赶快离开，赶快离开。
So your eyes itchy, you're sneezing.
哇，眼睛痒啊，哈，你鼻涕流。
And you're coughing.
又在咳。
Then you end up having asthma.
哦，就有气喘呐。
You're breathing like, like this.
就是这气都喘不下去了。
I'm an allergy specialist.
我是过敏的专家
See? And I had asthma.
但是我却有气喘。
In America, I studied allergies.
在美国我专攻过敏。
So I had my own hospital.
我有自己的医院。
I specialized only seeing allergy patients.
我专门针对这个过敏的病患。
I'm originally specialist in internal medicine.
我是在这个内科方面是一个专家。
Later on, I wanted to specialize in allergy alone.
最后呢，我就是决定走这个过敏。
When I was learning from my professors,
当我从这个教授那边学学医的时候
，Open the book,
打开书课本
，Allergies cannot be cured.
上面说过敏是没有办法完全治愈。
We can only give medication.
我们只能给予医药的照顾。
to relieve the symptoms.
使它减少症状。
There's no other way, no medication can strengthen the T cell.
没有任何的医药可以帮助过敏可以成为正常。
So that's what I was talking to my patient.
所以我也这样子来告诉病人。
At that time, I was eating bad food.
那时候我什么都吃。
Very salty.
咸啊。
Too much garlic, you know, and too much chilies, pepper.
这个辣椒啦，蒜头都吃的太多了。
Drinking alcohol.
喝酒啊。
You know? So my T cell become weaker and weaker.
然后呢，我的 T 细胞就越来越弱。
Then eventually, my body become overly sensitive.
那我的身体最后呢就会过度反应。
See, so when my age become when I become 40 years old,
当我四十岁的时候
，I found God.
我就发现了上帝。
I was so happy to find God.
哇，我发现上帝实在太开心了。
Then I changed my diet.
我就开始改变饮食。
Then I begin to drink water instead of Coca-Cola.
哦，我就不再喝那个可口可乐，就喝水了。
See, all those colas or drinks are bad.
哦，那些饮料真的是糟糕。
Your body wants water.
你的身体需要的就是水。
Drink water.
就喝水。
I'll talk to you how important water later on.
啊，以后我会跟你讲喝水多么重要。
Then do the regular exercise.
啊，一个经常要有运动。
Then my T cell become active.
哦 ，T 细胞就开始活化。
After 8 months,
八个月之后
my asthma completely went away.
气喘没了。
See, my sickness went away.
不再有疾病。
I'm so happy about that.
为此我感到非常的开心。
And you don't need medication.
你不需要医药的帮助。
Change your lifestyle.
是要改变生活习惯。
And try to have more endorphins.
你要尝试着来分泌这个脑内啡。
Happiness by understanding the truth.
来了解真理，从那当中获得喜乐。
I feel I'm so thankful to God.
我对上帝感觉到非常的感恩。
And whenever I feel more thankful,
当我越感谢的时候
，I have more endorphin.
我有越多的 endorphin.
And I feel this way.
我是这样子感觉的。
If I didn't know God,
如果不认识神。
Only joy of life at that time was drinking.
人生最好的莫过于喝酒。
I call all my friends at my home.
啊，我就是请邀请朋友们。
We drink, drink,
drink. 把酒话青天。
哎呀，
好大啦。
And the T cell become very weak.
然后 T 细胞就完全毁于一旦。
I think if I continually living like that,
如果我继续活在那样的一个光景里头
，I don't think I'm still I'll be alive today.
我不认为我可以活到今天。
That was 22 years ago.
那是22年前的事情。
Today I'm 62.
现在我有62岁。
I feel very healthy.
我感觉到很健康。
All my friends have high blood pressure.
我的朋友们不是高血压。
Diabetes,
就是糖尿病
liver problem,
肝病
So whenever I met them,
我遇到他们的时候呢
Hi, how are you doing?
我说哎，你好，朋友
They look at me.
李先生
You look healthy.
你看起来很健康
And I have a blood pressure.
我有高血压，不行了
Really, it's so different.
你看，非常的不同
I want you to start.
我希望你能够停止。
I'm so glad that we can have this kind of seminar in Taichung.
我很高兴我们在台中有这样子的一个讲座。
I'm so thankful that the churches have this initiative on this kind of movement.
我很高兴在教会界有这样的重视这个议题。
I'm so happy there's you have some healthy.Food products, available here.
很高兴能够看见有一些比健康的食物在那里头。
So change your diet.
你要改变你饮食习惯。
Pastor Two here is going around the different churches.
杜牧师我呢，无名小卒在各教会之间。
And teaching all other details about healthful lifestyle.
我们用那十堂课来教导大家过一个健康的生活。
I'm giving you more sort of scientific things.
我所分享的是比较深入或是高一点的这个科学上的一个证据。
After I'm gone,
那我离开以后
，You can ask him.
我们可以参加
many small details.
啊，那个健康系列的讲座。
He's studying very hard.
哦，这个是我 K 书 K 的很厉害。
Yeah, he comes in my our internet program.
啊，也到他的网站上做研究。
And he, I can trust him.
值得相信。
So.
若您有任何身心灵的健康问题，欢迎洽询新起点健康中心，电话04-2201-1418。
如果白血球偏低，那因体质的关系一直偏低的话呢，是否是容易生病的高危险群？如何才能使白血球增加到标准的数值？
2900，
这个29000个白血球指数。
If white blood cell count is lower than 4000，
如果白血球在4000以下
，this person is about 3000。
这一位呢，他写说他大概是3000个白血球。
It is a low side。
就是它比较低。
Normal count is about between. Thank you. Normal white blood cell count is between 6,000 to 9,000.
正常呢，差不多有6000到9000个白血球。
So, if it is 2,900,
如果差不多29000,
this person, probably went through cancer chemotherapy.
那么他这个人就可能比较有这个需要这个癌症方面的治疗。
Because cancer therapy can kill the white blood cells.
因为这个癌症治疗的过程呢，往往会杀害这个白血球。
Or you going through the severe stressful situation.
或者是你遇到了一个很重大一个困难的一个情况。
See, stress interferes this the wisdom coming from God.
使得我们可以怎么样来控制反应这个压力是来自于上帝的帮助。
Then this production of the white blood cells in the bone marrow it can be suppressed.
使得我们这个在骨髓里头产生白血球的机制呢也会受影响。
But if you do live the new start lifestyle,
但是如果你改变成为一个新起点的一种生活方式
the white blood cell count goes up.
你的白血球就会增加很多。
If it goes beyond 4,000, over 4,000,
那你如果超过了4000,
it can be pretty safe.
你就很安全了。
But if white blood cell goes below 2,000,
如果你的白血球低过2000,
it is dangerous.
就很危险。
But until it goes down to 2,000,
但是如果你要降到2000,
it's not that dangerous.
也不是说一定要死了。
Okay, next question.
刚才那个问题就是说，如果有人癌症从肺癌啊转到肝癌，转到别的地方，那这样的一个情况怎么样处理？本来肝癌转到肺癌这样子。
If liver cancer spread to the lung，
如果这个肝癌来转到肺的部分
，this is very dangerous state。
这是一个很危险的情况。
Normally speaking, according to the statistics,
在统计来看，大部分的情况是
，and doctors can tell this kind of patient that you only have less than 1 year.
医生大部分会说，可能你只能有一年的寿命。
Then doctors give them option.
那医生呢就会给他选择。
You know, you'll die within a year without any treatment.
如果你没有治疗的话，就一年的寿命。
Or you receive the chemotherapy，
或者是你要接受这个化学治疗。
So if you receive chemotherapy，
如果你这样的接受治疗的话
，we can extend the 6 more months，
就可以多活六个月。
That kind of option, okay.
可能给你这样的选择。
And that, in that kind of situation, doctors cannot guarantee complete cure.
在这种情况，医生不会保证你会得到医治。
So, if I were that patient,
如果我是那个病人的话
，I would not really choose to go to the therapy.
我不会选择那样的治疗。
Because if you in that kind of situation, if you receive the treatment,
因为在这种情况你接受治疗
，there's a higher possibility that your T cell will be very much more damaged.
那对你的 T 细胞是有更大、更严重的伤害。
So your T cell cannot be reactivated and to fight cancer again.
那你的 T 细胞就没有办法被活化来攻打这个癌细胞。
So it is very important to activate the T cells.
所以这时候最重要就是要使 T 细胞活化。
And let the T cell fight with the cancer cell.
就让 T 细胞呢来跟癌细胞作战。
If he does that.
如果他是这样做的话
，I have many many experience with the cancer patient.
我有太多太多的癌症病患。
Even though they were told by the doctors you're only going to live 6 months or 1 year.
他们当中很多人是医生宣布他们只有一年啊、半年的生命。
They live 3, 4, 5 years no problem.
可是他们再过个三五年都没有问题。
So it is very important for him to listen to this kind of lecture.
所以对他来讲，就是最好还是把他带来听这个讲座好了。
Because cancer develops because of gene change.
因为癌细胞是来自于基因的改变。
And he has to know gene can change.
他必须要知道基因是可以改变的。
That's why he has cancer.
所以他才会得到这个癌细胞嘛。
And now he also has to know.
那他也应该要知道
gene can go back.
基因是可以复原的。
Because gene can change.
因为基因是可以改变
，But scientists found out，
可是科学家发现
，abnormal gene go back to normal is much easier。
要使一个不正常的基因回到正常更容易
，than normal gene go to abnormal。
比一个正常的基因要变成不正常
，So he can first of all he has to have hope。
所以首先他就有了希望
，Based on this scientific fact，
是在于这个医学科学的证明当中。
Okay， we'll have a next question。
B 型肝炎带源在半年内未产生抗体是否就没有机会痊愈造成终身带源者
The hepatitis B cannot be treated medically.
这个 B 型肝炎它没有办法用 医药来完全来医治。
It is basically...Extremely difficult to kill the hepatitis virus.
如果要对付这个肝癌细胞呢，是一个很不好的一种做法。
There's some medication to kill the hepatitis B virus.
有的人他们就是要对付这个用一些病毒来对付肝癌细胞。
But these medications are also harmful to your T cells.
但是这些化学物质哈，这些药物呢，却对我们 T 细胞也很伤害。
The medical treatment, drug treatment with hepatitis B is very unsuccessful.
其实对于 B 型肝炎或者是这个带源医药所做的是很不成功。
Really, the best way to go for the healing for the hepatitis B is.
其实对于肝炎呢，最好的方法就是
having your T cells stronger.
就是让你的 T 细胞能够更强。
When T cell becomes stronger,
它 T 细胞强的话
，the T cell will find these viruses and kill the virus.
T 细胞就会来杀害这些细菌病毒。
I have many patients in Korea. We have many, many, many hepatitis B patients.
在韩国呢，也有许许多多的肝癌。
And when they go through this program, New Start program,
然后他们来实行这个新起点的这样子的生活
，then they Their B cell antibody gene get activated.
他们 B 细胞还有这个抗体的细胞都非常的活跃。
They begin to produce antibody.
他们就能够分泌抗体。
And the virus disappears.
所以这些病毒就没了。
And hepatitis B can completely be healed.
这个肝病呢就完全被医治。好，这个喝酒对于 T 细胞不好，若是喝一点点，还是不好吗？
Unfortunately, no.
非常不幸的哈，并不是这样。
I know many of you heard that a little bit alcohol is good for your health.
可能我们都会听人家这样讲，小酌一下哈，可以暖身。
That's only true lowering your cholesterol.
喝一点小酒是会让你的胆固醇降低。
That's only true for the atherosclerosis.
也让你的这个血脂数降低。
So it can prevent atherosclerosis by drinking alcohol a little bit.
使得这个喝酒可以降低那个血脂。
Especially red wine.
特别是红酒。
But regarding T cells,
但是呢，对于 T 细胞来说
，T cells are very sensitive to alcohol.
T 细胞对酒精是非常敏感。
And scientists found out even though you're drinking very little,
科学家发现你即使喝一点小酒
，it can be very still. It can kill T cells.
是对你的 T 细胞是用很杀害的一个效果。
Sorry about that.
很抱歉，潘Sir。
Okay, next question.
好，请问李医师，精神疾病的看法是什么？还有什么建议
？Okay, even mental disease is a gene problem.
精神疾病呢，也是有基因的问题。
We have the brain cells.
我们有脑细胞。
And brain cells have many different genes.
这个脑细胞里头有很多的基因。
Produce many different kinds of important chemicals.
分泌出很多很重要的化学物质。
So most mental disease is due to the chemical imbalances.
所以有很多原因会造成它的分泌不平衡。
Well, let me give you just a simple example.
我就给你一个很简单的例子。
Well, there are a lot of people are depressed.
很多人呢在沮丧当中。
In our brain, there is a substance called the serotonin. Serotonin.
在我们脑海里头有一种 serotonin 的一种物质。
Serotonin is produced.
这个东西呢，它就在分泌当中。
The serotonin make you feel peaceful.
这个 serotonin 这种东西会让你感觉到很平安。
Endorphin make you feel happy.
Endorphin 呢是让你很高兴。
Serotonin, peace.
Serotonin 是让你沉稳下来。
When people are depressed,
当人很沮丧的时候
，endorphin gene is depressed.
Endorphin 的基因呢就很沮丧。
That's why they're not happy.
所以为什么他们就不开心
？And the serotonin make you peaceful.
Serotonin 让你有平安。
And serotonin make you very positive.
会让你很正面。
But when your serotonin gene does not work properly,
但是 serotonin 这个东西没有很活跃的话
，so you don't produce sufficient amount of serotonin.
那么你就不会有足够的这种分泌出来。
And then you become very unstable. You lose peace.
那么你就觉得很不安，你就没有平安。
At the same time, you become very negative instead of being positive.
那你就会想得很消极。
And then you become very suspicious.
那你开始会对人产生怀疑。
So, even all different mental diseases is caused by this imbalance of these chemicals.
所以我们所有有关于这个情绪上的问题呢，就是来自于头脑里头分泌的化学不平衡。
Such as endorphin and serotonin.
就像这些 endorphin, serotonin 这些物质。
And then the many other chemicals.
还有很多化学的物质。
Why the chemical imbalance started?
为什么这化学里头的物质不平衡
？Because there's imbalances in the genes activity.
因为基因里头的活化性是受到阻碍。
And what caused the imbalances in gene activity?
什么造成基因是不是会活化
？Stress
是压力。
Yeah, when you have a severe stress,
很严重的压力。
Do you know what is the worst kind of stress?
你知道压力当中最糟糕的是什么
？Hatred
就是仇恨。
You hate someone.
你很恨别人。
That's why it is important to forgive.
所以为什么要饶恕是很重要。
You need to learn how to forgive.
啊，你需要学习怎么样来原谅。
So even though the people studied the theology,
所以虽然有些人是读神学
，and they can have a stress.
他们仍然是会有压力的。
Let's say a minister, you know, a nice, good pastor.
有的人很像是好的传道人啊，牧师啦、
啊。Been working hard.
非常的殷勤。
Then there is always some bad people in the church.
但是呢，教会里面总是有很难搞定的人。
Causing trouble for the pastor.
总是找麻烦。
And so if this pastor hate these people.
如果这个牧师呢，哇，就很生气，很仇恨。
Anger is not resolved.
那个整个的那个脾气就来了。
You know, then this pastor can be depressed.
所以这个牧师可能会很沮丧。
But the good pastors,
但是好牧师呢
，who can forgive,
是愿意原谅
，you know, who can, you know, resolve the anger,
就可以处理掉那个愤怒。
Because God is the most important,
因为对他来讲，上帝是最重要的。
Then still maintain good health,
使得我们可以继续来健康。
The genes are working fine.
所以我们的基因呢就可以非常的正常。
OK，Next，
那个这个可能是最后一个哈，我们因为时间关系哈，我们最后一个。好，学龄中的小孩差不多九岁，给他吃素是否会营养不足？学校的食物很吸引小孩呢，有炸鸡呀、薯条啦。几乎所有的小孩都喜欢，最严重过敏的小孩要如何吃得健康呢？哎呀，真难。
Yes. You can answer that question.
Since you were here.
whenever we talk of a vegetarian diet,
当我们要提到这个素食
，people think vegetarian diet has not enough nutrient.
我们会想要吃素的话，很像营养不够。
But there's something, there's some problem with vegetarian diet.
对，吃素有时候会有一些问题。
Many vegetarians think
很多素食者是这样想。
Not eating meat is more important.
他们主要就是不要吃到肉就好了。
See? No.So there are a lot of people say, oh, I don't eat meat.
啊，有的人说，我不沾肉的，嘿。
Then I see them what they're eating.
那我看看他们吃什么。
They're not eating very much.
他们吃的不多。
There's corns and potatoes and sweet potatoes. There's so many good things.
其实有很多好的东西呀、啊，这个地瓜啦、南瓜啦、冬瓜啦。很多好吃 的食物，
地瓜啦，冬瓜啦，
差不多啦。
There's beans.
好的，有豆。
Yeah. And when you need to eat all different varieties,
你要吃很多种不同的。
Believe me, there's too much nutrition.
我告诉你，在这植物当中有太多的营养。
Don't worry about protein.
不用担心蛋白质够不够。
Your children can grow fine.
你孩子照样发育。
But
可是呢
？But if your children really want, when you are trying to change your children's diet,
当你要改变这孩子的食物的时候
，Don't be too strict.
哦，不要真的是太严格啊。
Don't say that.Dr. Lee said this kind of food is bad.
那个李医师说这个东西哦，简直是垃圾。
Then that child will say, "Who in the hell is Dr. Lee?"
好说，说真是那个 Dr. Lee 是哪一号人物啊
？Don't do that.
不要这样做。
Try to be very nice to your children.
你要对你的孩子呢，非常的有仁慈。
Explain things with a kind heart.
你用你很柔软的心来解释。
And tell them that if you really want chicken,
然后你真的要吃那个 炸鸡。
We can buy you sometimes.
好了，我们自己买。我们先用养的。
But...
我们距离好远。
So sometimes you need to do with the grace.
所以你要用你的恩典慈爱来做这件事情。
With love.
就是你的爱。
Rather than strictness.
Hey, 就是不要那种。
It doesn't work that way.
孩子会以为你讥笑。
I know many people, their parents did it.
我知道很多的父母亲是这样子。
But when they grow up,
但是这些孩子长大了。
They say, I never eat brown rice when I grow up.
那孩子就说，我发誓长大以后不吃糙米。
I'm going to eat a lot of meat when I grow up.
我发誓我长大以后不吃别的，只吃肉。
Don't make them like that.
哎，你不要造成小孩子变成这个样子。
You see, you have to be patient.
耐心。
Bible says.
圣经这样说。
Love is long suffering.
爱是很久忍耐。
And love believes everything.
爱是相信。
So instead of pushing.
所以不要用逼的。
Instead of threatening.
不要用骂的。
Instead of scolding.
不要用打的。
Sometimes it is important to pray.
有时候你要静下来向上帝祷告。
Oh God, let me be able to trust you.
上帝啊，让我对你有信心。
You can change my child.
你可以改变我的孩子。
That's the best way.
那是最好的方式。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢，谢谢各位。好，谢谢。
若您有任何身心灵的健康问题，欢迎洽询新起点健康中心，电话04-2201-1418。